Omicron has established itself in Australia. We all know that now from reading the news through the week and possibly here in Queensland. But the jury is still out on how this new COVID variant compares with the Delta variety. Is it more infectious? Is it more deadly? Some mixed thoughts, some mixed views in the news as Queensland powers towards the all-important 80% fully vaxxed rate. Infectious diseases expert Dr. Paul Griffin is the man with his finger on the pulse when it comes to all things related to the pandemic, and he's been good enough again to join us on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, first of all, the Omicron, it seems that we really aren't sure how virulent, well, some of us aren't, you probably are, aren't sure how virulent it is and how infectious it is. What have we learned about Omicron in this past week?
We've learned so much already, but there's really so much still to learn. And the reason there's so many mixed reports is that the reports we do have are very preliminary in nature. So it's still going to continue to evolve. But you know what we do think we know at this stage is it does appear to be a little bit more infectious. We are seeing quite a bit of transmission in the areas that have it. Severity, it looks to be a little bit milder, perhaps, but too early to tell. Protection from vaccines, it still looks like we are getting good protection against particularly severe disease from our current vaccines, which is good, but still very early. But one of the things that we're getting more and more confidence in is that it does appear that protection from past infection is quite a bit lower, so people can get reinfected a bit easier. And then some good news as well is that some of our antibody therapies, which were really designed to stand up against new variants, do seem to be performing fairly well. So I guess that's one of the key messages, is that even though it's a new variant and we're going to hear a lot about it, is that we're so much further advanced in our tools to combat it than we were even months ago, so it's not really the doomsday scenario that some people are saying it might be.
Well, that's good news. The Federal Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has said that, yesterday he expects that Omicron will soon become the dominant variant all over the world. Is that how you see it?
I think it's looking increasingly likely, but still too early to tell. And, you know, that's largely what we expected would happen at some stage. We never knew when, of course, but, you know, this is how these sort of viruses behave, is that they do continue to evolve. And, you know, what's clear is while there's so many cases worldwide and so many parts of the world that have low rates of vaccination, so allow the virus to spread, is that, you know, it will continue to evolve and we'll get new variants. This won't be the last one, and it possibly won't be the worst one either. But as I say, we're in a good position to be able to deal with it no matter what it throws at us.
So as these new variants, as you say, emerge around the world, the more the vaccination rates are up, the less risk perhaps that they'll pose. Is that correct? Or could there be is there still a chance that a smokier variant could come out from somewhere and surprise everyone?
Look, we probably still will get a variant at some stage that really does evade our vaccines. But, you know, as we're hearing so much about already, we can change our vaccines fairly quickly. But, you know, what is really clear is that the virus needs susceptible hosts in which to replicate, to get these mutations to arise. And so the more people we have vaccinated across the world, the slower this process will be. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk that we hear about, you know, new variants emerging in some of these parts of the world with low vaccination rates. And that's no coincidence. That's because there's very few people protected in these parts of the world at the moment. And we need to fix that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, the vaccination rate here in Queensland seems to have exceeded initial expectations, I think. We're above 77% fully vaxxed now, and it seems likely we'll hit that 80%. I think they're saying around early December 10, perhaps, but before December 17. Do you think the Queensland borders will open early? Do you think we may get there before that?
I really hope so. I mean, that was the plan, is that when we hit that 80%, we can safely reopen. And I still think that's the case, even with a new variant. You know, we just need people to realise that reopening is not abandoning all of our interventions. It's really just appropriately opening the border. But we're still going to, you know, do hand hygiene, social distancing, use our check-in app, have high rates of testing, for example. So, you know, if we do all those things right, we can definitely safely reopen at 80. And so hopefully whatever day we hit that, that's when we hear more about that.
Well, you're full of good news this morning. I like that. It's brilliant. Got a question from Rob for you on the an SMS there, Paul. It says, are you able to ask when Novavax will be available?
Yeah, good question. And there's lots of talk about this. And I realise a lot of people are waiting for that vaccine. I've done a lot of work with Novavax over a long period of time, actually. And so, you know, I really think it's great technology. But the simple answer there is as soon as the TGA have enough data to approve it, there's a lot of people that think it's being withheld for whatever reason. And I can assure people that's not the case. The TGA are a very rigorous regulator. They make sure they have, you know, enough data to ensure that vaccine is safe and effective in our population. And there's they're going through that process now. As soon as it's done, that vaccine will be available. So to quote a firm timeframe, it'd be purely speculative, but we're getting pretty close.
Okay, thanks for that question, Robin. One more to wrap it up. How optimistic are you about the year ahead, crystal balling here? Like, are you, would you be confident enough to go and start booking overseas travel, for example?
Look, I think overseas travel is still going to be challenging. And, you know, the reason why is, you know, in Australia, we panic, you know, with one or two cases. There are parts of the world that are having 60,000, 100,000 cases a day. So it's a very different ballgame in other parts of the world. And so, you know, I personally would wait a little bit more for travel, particularly to some of those parts. But there are some countries, Fiji, for example, had a great opening to tourism this week. And so I think international travel is still going to be challenging. But, you know, of course, if we are fully vaccinated, have our booster, do all the right things, and travel certainly something we can consider. I mean, in terms of what it looks like here, it's hard to predict, but you know, we're going to have to get used to living with the virus and doing everything we can to control it, but within reason. And you know, we're very fortunate to have amazing tools that we already have, and others coming online in terms of therapies, for example. So you know, we'll get used to living with it, and the impact of it will be dramatically reduced this year, I think.
You mentioned one word there that caught my ear: panic. Do you think when the borders open, we're obviously going to see some cases in the community, are you confident we won't see panic from, I guess, government in terms of whether there'll be a return to mask wearing and localised lockdowns?
Look, I really hope we don't, and I'd really like to think we start preparing people's expectations now. I mean, you know, it's fascinating that, you know, Victoria's still having over 1,000 cases a day, but we don't talk about that anymore because it's just the norm, and they've opened up, they've got high vaccination rates, and they're learning to coexist with the virus in a safe way. And, you know, we haven't really prepared in our population up here in Queensland for that to happen yet. We still expect zero cases, and, you know, I know when we have one case, I get lots of texts and calls, and people are concerned, and so we need people to know there'll be cases in our community, but we just need to get those basics right so that we can exist with the virus in our community. As I say, get those vaccine rates up, get boosted, get tested if you have symptoms, do all those good things, and then we can, you know, take a big step back towards normality in terms of how we live our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, absolutely. You make so much sense, and it would be great if the leaders heard you just mention all that then. We need to relax a little bit, ease off. Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks very much, Paul.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.